New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is polling in eighth place in New Hampshire, which hosts the first-in-the-nation primary. Despite having spent more time there than any other presidential candidate, Christie lost ground in the polls since February. Matt Katz of New Jersey Public Radio is with the governor, and he joins us now from Keene, New Hampshire. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Sotirios.
So does Governor Christie have any reason to be hopeful about his campaign for president?
On one hand, no. A brand new poll out this morning from Monmouth University shows that Christie is running in eighth place in New Hampshire, and New Hampshire is where he's pinning his entire presidential dreams on. Donald Trump is leading the field, and pollsters say that he is taking more support from Christie than any other candidate. But there are a few rays of sunshine for a lot of Trump supporters. Christie is their second favorite candidate. And Christie keeps coming back to New Hampshire and performing pretty well in front of voters.
Last night he held one of his signature town halls in a bar. How's that working for him?
That's right, at a bar. And that's where Christie has been doing a lot of these town hall events in New Hampshire. They're more intimate versions of the more than 100 town hall meetings that he used to hold in New Jersey in places like school gymnasiums. And he gets really a fantastic reaction from the crowd. Last night he answered every question, often with specifics, peppers them with conversational language like dude and bro and man. He had them rolling with laughter at several points, like making fun of the letter from his daughter's college saying there'd be higher tuition. And even for stories that may be a little stale in New Jersey at this point, people were laughing and loving it. I watched an old Navy submariner literally wipe tears from his eyes as Christie told the story of his mother on her deathbed. At one point, he bought a guy a beer in the middle of it all. There were a couple dozen people who couldn't get into the bar because it was at capacity, and instead of going home, they literally stood outside on the street and listened to him talk for almost 2 hours via a loudspeaker. And yet it makes very little sense because Trump is still trouncing him. The support Christie saw last night is typical. He's been doing these town halls for months. It's just not translating to support in the polls.
Well, what does Governor Christie have to say about his fellow Republican candidate, Donald Trump?
So far, he's been reluctant to criticize him. After all, they're friends. Trump sat in the front row at the mass for his inauguration back in 2010. Christie attended Trump's last wedding. Then last night, he had this very compelling exchange with a fan of Trump, 82-year-old Shirley Paulson, who asked why the governor thinks he'd do a better job as president than Trump. But she added this caveat.
Don't tell me because you've got political experience. That's not what I don't really want to hear that. I know you've done
well. I love the fact that you asked the question and tell me what I can answer.
That's
now I understand exactly why you like Donald.
He went on to say that he has told Trump himself that he won't like being president because his skills aren't transferable to the presidency, because you can't fire the Speaker of the House, for example. And Christie said he is the one who's more skilled at the art of compromise that makes democracy work. Afterwards, he gave this woman a kiss on her cheek and promised her he'd win her vote.
It sounds like Christie is kind of framing himself as the more mature, maybe the more reasonable candidate to Trump.
Yeah, in many ways, the guy who tells people to sit down and shut up and get the hell off the beach has been out-Trumped by Trump. So lots of voters here told me they like both men because they both tell it like it is. So maybe Christie can fashion himself as the, you know, the more reasonable, more effective, more experienced Trump. Maybe that might work.
Do you think Christie's low polling numbers are going to keep him out of the first televised Republican debate coming up?
Christie says no. He is super confident that he's going to be on the stage, but there are still 6 days until the Fox News debate organizers gather all these national polls and try to use whatever formula to come up with the top 10 candidates. And who knows what will happen between now and then. Christie is in dangerous territory, 8th, 9th, or 10th place, depending on the poll. So it's certainly going to be close.
And briefly, Matt, any questions about New Jersey at the town hall?
None at the town hall, but afterwards we asked him about the delays that commuters have been dealing with on New Jersey Transit. He blames Amtrak. Amtrak is pushing back, and the feds now want a meeting with him. He told us last night that Senator Cory Booker and he have been speaking about this, and they're going to meet this week to try to come up with some sort of solution. He would not commit to demanding additional congressional funding, though, for Amtrak.
All right. Thanks so much, Matt.
Thanks, Sotirios.
Matt Katz covers Chris Christie for WNYC.